Hey, welcome in. Time for Daily Editorial. Jimmy and I are doing this on Saturday because of some of the very, very excellent input we got from you folks regarding some of the material that was discussed on the weekend KER political show. I want to say a couple of things before I turn the mic over to Jim. We are getting very, very close, I think, to you talk about a riotous situation. I pray to God that doesn't happen. I don't want to see deaths in the streets. But I will tell you, with what's going on with the various PTAs around the country, it's pretty scary. There are a lot of very, very hard feelings out there regarding some of the things that the Biden administration is attempting to put into play. The Supreme Court came down and said one of them is illegal, and Biden's response to that was purely and simply, "That's okay, I'll just veto it, no problem." You guys were talking about dates as to when a Seattle-type event could occur on a nationwide position in the country. We're going to talk about that. You asked me when I thought the economic collapse could occur. I have to say that the only thing that's keeping us from an economic collapse right now, because our economy is based on the full faith of the members of the economy. And I think when people realize that the administration is spending more money than we have, at that point, when the administration says we cannot service the debt, I think at that point you're going to see a collapse, very definitely. Can I give you a date, August 2nd, what have you? You really can't do that, because one thing I have found doing this radio show is that it's amazing how long things can drag out. But they're certainly not dragging out in South Africa right now. They're certainly not dragging out in Australia vis-a-vis the vaccine. And they're certainly not dragging out in some of the European countries. And what I have to say is I think it's sooner rather than later in the United States. Would I support physical riots? Of course not. Of course not. Jimmy, what do you think?
I do believe that we are reaching a crescendo of attempted government and corporate control in not only in America, but in the global system. Mm-hmm. And I think people are beginning to say, wait a second, a lot of people are saying, what is going on? And they're being incredibly vocal about it. But then the governments are doubling down on it. Certainly the Biden administration, as they're trying to alienate the entire conservative class and all the Republicans. But your point about, so Greece this last week, massive riots, anti-vaccine riots. Paris, massive riots. We're not talking thousands. We're talking tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the street. In the UK, that's been going on for a few weeks now. Germany, Austria. Today, there was miles long, 20 miles long worth of truckers in Victoria and Sydney driving in and protesting the vaccines and the continued lockdowns. And their administrative officials are saying things like, we need to lock everything down. People need to stop talking to each other. There, you cannot control the population this much over with this information and disinformation, regardless of how much influence and power you think you have. People are being incredibly frustrated with it. Yep. And I think as the Biden policies, the tax policies, a crescendo of all these different factors, the vaccine, the COVID information, what you're finding about all these actual treatments that were shut down by social media and the media that have been ignored by government officials. When you talk about the election fraud in the United States and you see more and more information coming out, you're coming to a crescendo of potential very strong backlash. And I'm unfortunately think that around October timeframe, I think B had made a comment on the blog I think around the October time frame is going to be a very dangerous time.
I think you're right. I'm amazed. I never thought that anybody who got to the level that some of the folks in the Democratic Party have gotten to, they can't be stupid when you get to that level, but I think it's absolutely stupid what they are trying to do, and it will be very, very interesting. If you're right in your gut level thoughts, and I'm right in my gut level thoughts, we're going to have a very rough fall. What do you guys think about that? Jim, thanks, bud.
Hey, Al, could I finish up with just a couple of points here?
Of course.
So what the violence that you're seeing in South Africa is the direct result of a country that's faced a significant amount of corruption,
Right.
that's faced a significant amount of racial division, and now that entire system is collapsing. And to the point where they can't stop the riots, where people are lining up for miles long to get food and grocery stores. It will not get better. We already have supply chain issues here in the United States. We already have, on a short, just-in-time logistics. You start back on these lockdowns, you start back on these policies, and you attempt to control it. And this is the problem with the Democrats that are in power right now, with the handful of very elitist people. They believe that they can manage the system. Our system is not designed to be managed like a Soviet communist system. It's designed to be a free market system. Free and individual rights are the premier policy. As they attempt to control this, they're going to try and lock down harder, and that's where you're going to see the big crush right now. And that's why really smart people on the Democratic Party think they can manage this, but they cannot. It is
No.
way too complex. And some of our enemies are going to take significant advantage of it, and we better be prepared for a very dark time if it continues this way.
The only comment I can make is these are just opinions. Freedom of speech is one of our unalienable rights. Jimmy's opinion and my opinion are based on knowledge that we have personally engaged in over the years. I believe that every comment that we make is substantiated. If it's not, please correct us. Thanks, Jim.